What a weekend. What a day. What just total hecticness. And really, the last thing I should be doing right now is recording Your Daily Lex because I'm already behind. But I wanted to just knock it out so I can go heads down and work nonstop after this.
Your Daily Lex.
I bumped on something I just said. I said, the last thing I should do is whatever. And I'm doing it. And then B, I don't love it when people use expressions like the worst thing ever, or this is the best thing ever, or the last thing I should be doing. I feel like when people say, and it's so common, and once you get attuned to it, you hear it all the time. When people say, like, there's nothing worse than when you pull up to the gas station and you're on the wrong side. I don't know why I picked that example, having not gone to a gas station in about a billion years. There's nothing worse than air traffic delays. Like, there's so many things worse. Murder. So I don't like this expression. So of course it's not the last thing I should do. Like, the last thing I should do is, I don't know, run into traffic while triggering bombs and punching babies. I don't know. That's the last thing I should do. Not like there's a list of things to do and that's the final thing I should, you get it. Anyway, moving on. The weekend was good and I'm trying so hard to remember the name of the place I went to with the family. We had Lauren's birthday last week, and since we couldn't get everybody together at the same time, we waited until Saturday. The goal was beach and hike, but the forecast had some rain in it. Now I'll say my weather app, Carrot Weather, said there wouldn't be rain during the day, but Lauren's did, so we didn't do outside stuff and it didn't rain. It's actually beautiful. Oh well, but we drove to Philly. And we went to a place that's like art exhibit slash interactive, almost escape room. It's not exactly an escape room, but it has like clues you can solve. Slash a little bit like haunted house vibes. And I cannot think of what the place is called. Some of you were screaming because you already know. Otherworld. It's called Otherworld. There's one in like Ohio or something, and they opened up this one in Philly. I would say I liked it, but didn't love it. Very cool to look at, like really, really cool rooms and exhibits and so much to explore and hidden rooms. And it's always fun when you go through a hidden room, like when there's a hidden door and you get into it and you're in a space and it was like, that was to me, maybe the most fun thing was you had no idea where to go. There was no one path to take through this place. So there were many, many twists and turns and rooms that connected to other rooms. And like suddenly for a little while, I'd be going in a loop. Like I kept seeing the same rooms. Then all of a sudden, boom, I'm in this whole new area. We all spent some time together. We all split up sometimes, but it was fun. But there wasn't enough, not storyline. I don't care about the storyline in escape room. There wasn't enough structure for some people are doing it and don't care about the escape room or puzzle elements at all. And then they're in your way when you're trying to like, let me enter in these clues. But from some people's perspective, it's like, hey, this is a cool DJ booth where I can use these touch screens to turn these dials up and down and change what the music is that's playing. But like, if Liam and I know putting those dials in the right positions will open up a screen where we can enter in a code and we want to enter in that code and other people are messing with it, like that's very annoying. There wasn't quite enough direction or structure on what you're supposed to do. It was fun. It just wasn't amazing. Then today I had PT, and following the physical therapy appointment, I immediately had my orthopedist who wants me to get a test that sounds quite unpleasant that I'm doing tomorrow. They were like, we can schedule this test for you with another neurologist. I was seeing an orthopedist, but with a neurologist in our practice for the end of the month. I was like, I really don't want to wait that long. So I called around and found a place that can do it tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And I can't wear deodorant or lotions, and I have to wear gloves to keep my hands warm for this EMG while they stick needles in my muscles and then send electrical currents through them. And it's supposed to be, they say, unpleasant. So I've got that to look forward to, but hopefully they'll figure out what's going on with my arm. But basically I had the appointment, the PT appointment from 10 to 11. Then I had the orthopedist at 11. He took me in around 11:12. That is 11:12. You get 12 minutes after. You get. And I was there maybe 25 or so minutes, then got home and was working the phones to get this other appointment booked, which I eventually did. Then had to call back the orthopedist office to say, hey, I want to cancel my appointment. That's for the end of the month to get the EMG because I scheduled another one, but I'm supposed to schedule a follow-up with the doctor because now I'm getting the EMG sooner and he wanted to see me after it was done. While I was talking to them, I got a call from them on the other line, which I ignored because they share space with the PT. And the PT place where I have my next PT appointment on Wednesday was like, we'd like to move your appointment to earlier in the day, Wednesday. Fine. But basically, I've just been on the phone nonstop or at appointments and then on the phone nonstop. And so now I'm finally at my desk and getting things done. And I had to pause during this podcast recording to take a call that came in from a client. So anyway, all good stuff, I guess. And I just want to say thank you to people who commented to me recently that they thought I was no longer using the treadmill while recording this podcast. I am. I've just done better and better at eliminating the sounds of the treadmill, both from my breathing sounds and talking sounds and from the treadmill itself. And boy, today I really didn't want to use a treadmill desk after my hectic morning. And that's why I got on the treadmill desk. When you don't want to do it, that's when you really got to do it. Otherwise, you can build bad habits. So I'm going to get my 10,000 steps. Don't you worry. Goodbye.
Lex.